You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Eds with Eddie Judge and Edwin Arroyave. The Husbands Know Best, a Tucci's production.
All right, so because it's wedding season, it's time to talk a little bit about what the guys think about, you know, weddings and anniversaries. And, you know, we talked about my televised proposal and wedding experience with my wife on TV, yeah, which was an amazing experience. And we touched a little bit about you getting married in Paris. But I'd like to learn a little bit more about your journey to Paris. And did you ask John for permission to get married, for her hand? And how did you propose to her? And what was... Tell me all about the wedding in Paris. That sounds like an amazing experience.
Yeah, but the funny thing is I was always afraid of getting married. That was actually one of my biggest fears. And it was because at least 60 to 70% of my friends that got married were getting a divorce, right? Yeah. And I was just trying to, in my head, maybe I'd get married at like 45 or something like that. Anyway, Teddy and I get pretty serious and... You know, the talk comes up of, should we get married? Should we not? And I remember thinking to myself at the time, I told Teddy, I'm like, look, I do want to get married, but like, I take care of my entire family. Like, I've been taking care of my family since I was 15. I'm like, what if you wake up 5 years from now and you don't want to be married to me? Like, now I got to give you half my stuff. Yeah. And I said, I don't have John Mellencamp money yet. And, you know, John could afford to get divorced for three, four different times. I'm like, I can't. If I get divorced one time, I'm losing half my stuff. I got to take care of my mom, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, I don't care about your money. And I'm like, all right, good answer. And so that put me a little more at peace. And she's just like, don't touch my money. It's like, yeah, ooh, we got a deal. And, but I was still freaking out. And I remember going back and forth. And finally, I told her, look, I can't marry you. I can't. And, yeah, you know, I remember it was a tough night that night because she cried, I cried. I'm just like, I can't do it. And the next day I'm driving and I thought to myself, what am I so scared of? Like, I've always been sort of a risk taker.
Yeah.
And why am I so afraid on this? And I already know I want to marry her. Like, what am I trying to, why am I waiting? And there was this thought in my head, though, that was like, okay, well, maybe if I buy her the ring, I could buy myself some time and, you know, maybe we'll get married 2 years after.
Mm-hmm.
But screw it. I'm going to buy the ring. So I went, bought the ring, and I called John. And I just basically said, hey, John, I want to marry your daughter. And I think she's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm going to take care of her. And you got my word that I'm going to be the best husband possible. And he was like, yeah, you know, I if that's what you guys want to do, I fully support it. And then I ended up proposing to her. I bought her a nice, I think, Gucci jacket. And I put the ring in the jacket and I proposed in front of my entire family when we were living out in Woodland Hills. It's a special moment. Yeah. But then we don't have a date, right? In my head, I'm thinking the date's going to be 2 years later, right? And that buys me a little time again, because it was a me thing. It wasn't a Teddy thing. I was just scared.
Right.
And then, of course, we go around and, you know, everybody's congratulating us on the engagement. But what do you think the first question is when you get engaged?
When's the wedding?
And our answer was, we don't know. So then Teddy's like, you know, I feel really stupid that we don't have a date. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Here we go. So we still don't have a date. Anyway, 6 months later, we're about to, her dad's going on a tour in Europe. And Teddy's like, you know what? Why don't we get married in Paris? My dad's going to be touring. It's 4th of July is going to be in Paris. We can just get married 4th of July. And then my dream was always, if I ever did have a wedding, I'd have what do you call those weddings when you fly out? A getaway wedding.
A getaway, yeah.
Where it's just a few of us and I don't have to worry about who I invited, who I didn't invite. I just kind of wanted to do it quick, maybe have 20 close people. And that's exactly what ended up happening. And we took off to Paris. But 2 weeks prior to leaving, I mean, this is how freaked out I was. I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't move my entire left side of my body.
Wow.
Like I'm thinking I'm having, and I'm probably in one of the best shapes in my life. And it must have been at least a minute to 2 minutes. I couldn't move the entire left side of my body. And I felt like I was having a heart attack. Wow. And I remember saying like, God, don't let me go out like this. And I'm trying to wake up Teddy, but I can't talk. It's just, it's weird. I can't move. So I go to the hospital. I spent the entire day in that hospital. I had to wear a heart monitor for an entire week just to find out what was wrong with my heart because my whole left arm went numb.
Wow. When
it was 8 days. See, so I did that for an entire week. And it turns out I had a panic attack. I've never had that in my life. And I've dealt with a lot of stressful situations, by the way.
Yeah.
That's never, ever happened to me. And God willing, it'll never happen to me again. But that's how freaked out I was. And Teddy's like, maybe we shouldn't fly. I'm like, no, we're going to get married. So then cut to, we're in Paris and we're having a great time. We're about to get married.
Yeah.
And you know the part, I can't make this up. I put this on everything. I had put my alarm back then I used to wake up at 6 a.m. Well, 6 a.m. is 2 p.m. in Paris, right? So we're about to get married. We walk out in the aisle, blah, blah, blah. It's really nice. We're on top of some roof at some hotel and it's overlooking the Eiffel Tower. So we took these beautiful pictures. I got to fly out my family. So my siblings, my mom came out. They'd never been to Europe. So it was just perfect, right? And
well, who organized it all? I mean, that's a lot of work.
Teddy found someone in Paris and they did just a great job just organizing the entire thing. Wow. It's funny. My mom, who doesn't speak Spanish, I mean, doesn't speak English. My mom, yeah, who doesn't speak a lick of English, is hanging out with Meg Ryan and they're talking. My sister's like hanging out with her. I remember we used to watch her movies and I'm like, oh, shoot, now my mom's talking to Meg Ryan. I'm like, that's That's pretty cool, right? Anyway,
that is cool.
You know the part when you're getting married and they say, if anybody objects, or whatever that's whatever that phrase is.
Yeah.
I kid you not. As he's saying that, I'm about to start crying. And I'm like, I did not want to cry at my wedding, but I'm feeling damn, I'm going to start crying like crazy right now.
Yeah.
And he says, does anybody object? Blah, blah, blah. My alarm goes off. And in my head, I'm thinking, is this God telling me not to get married? So there's this picture of Teddy and I, and we're just dying of laughing. Like, we just started immediately laughing because when my alarm went off, John's like, you got to be shitting me. We just started laughing. Anyway, we end up getting married and we had a blast. My family had a blast. Some of the best pictures we've ever taken were there. And it was a special moment.
How many people were there?
20 of us. So it was, okay. It was Teddy's immediate family. And then it was my immediate family. So there's probably 18, 20 people there. And then our honeymoon was basically going around with John all over Europe while he was touring.
How long was that?
It was probably a good 10 days. So we went to Germany, we went to Milan, we went to Florence, we went to England. Where else did we go?
Wow.
We went to a bunch of places where he was touring. It was cool because everywhere we went, we got the red carpet treatment. So
wow, what an awesome experience. Yeah.
Yep. But heart monitor and my alarm went off.
Oh my God.
And it's worked out so far. It's going to be 15. This will be our 15th year together. And it's 13 years married. And our anniversary is 4th of July. So it's kind of hard to forget that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get to celebrate 4th of July and your anniversary every year.
Yep. And then her birthday's on the 1st. So you got the 1st and the 4th.
Oh my gosh.
So I kind of get away with just an entire weekend with her and just, you know.
Yeah. And it's fireworks every year.
It's fireworks every year. Exactly.
That's fantastic. That's going to be a hard one not to forget. You know, it's 4th of July. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's Independence Day.
I can't believe how fast it goes, though. How long have you guys been together, by the way?
We have been together 13 years, married 10. And I always, whenever somebody asks me that question, I always realize that these last, not just 10 years married, but the whole 13 years have gone by so freaking fast. Like,
right.
Almost like I feel like I just met her last year and we're still just trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do with our life together, right? But there's been so much that's happened. And I think big part of it is because she's been on TV for so long.
Yeah.
We've lived this crazy whirlwind of a life where we're walking red carpets, we're attending, you know, high level events, we're invited to these great VIP experiences, traveling. I was traveling a lot when I first met her, and I used to take her on all my trips to, you know, Brazil, Europe, anywhere in the world that I could go, I would take her with me. And I think that's one of the things that we miss mostly about, you know, since COVID and COVID shutting down the world, we miss traveling that much like we used to. But that was one of the things that just made our relationship just go by so fast, you know? Yeah.
How long were you guys together before you decided to ask her to marry you?
3 years. 3 years. So, like I said, we met and it was probably about a month after she left her ex and moved down on her own that we started dating. And it was fun. It was just never thought I would be marrying her. You know, it was just such a chemistry between us and easy talking and just time spent together was so nice and relaxing. And everything just kind of made sense when we took it little by little, one step at a time, where she moved out, she stabilized herself, and then she stabilized her kids, you know, going through this whole divorce. It was a nightmare.
Right.
And she lived on her own for a couple of years, I think, before we started talking about marriage. And if you remember, we were talking about just having a little beach wedding with a few people, and then producers found out, and we ended up having this giant, enormous wedding, which I don't regret at all. It was an incredible wedding. But then she moved in, and, you know, well, before she moved in, she, her son, her oldest son, had a pit bull named Bronx that, you know, needed a home because he was moving into an apartment, and I had just bought this house here in Ladera. And, you know, being single and living in this house, and I decked it out with, you know, dark wood floors and, you know, brand new house. So I was all really proud of it. Nothing was out of place. And I was real anal at the time. And she says, hey, have a dog. Can you have a dog? Because, you know, we're going to need a dog for Spencer when he moves in with us, you know, or moves into the house. I'm like, okay, but he's going to be an outdoor dog. He's not going to be inside. And sure enough, it took about a week before I fell in love with the dog. And I think I slept with them one time, and I'm like, yeah, no, I can't sleep with a dog. Forget it. You know, I love you, but you're going to have to sleep downstairs or in your cage. And he ended up ruining the house and ruining my floors and ruining the backyard. But he brought so much love and so much stability to the family, particularly because he became basically Spencer's dog. He slept with Spencer the entire time that he was with us. And he was just an amazing dog. But that was probably our biggest connection between me and the kids, was that dog, right? That dog that just, you know, brought us together and made us a family. It was a smooth but rough transition, because the divorce was just an ugly divorce. The guy was really using the kids to try to get to Tamara, and he didn't give a shit about their mental health or, you know, what the effects were going to be on them.
Right.
So it was really hard on the kids because of that. Otherwise, you know, it could have been easy. He could have gone his way. She obviously was happy in her relationship, and the kids would have been great, and they would have got it. But it was such an ugly public divorce that I really didn't even see. We both didn't really see ourselves getting married because it was such an ugly public divorce. You know, it just didn't really make sense to do that. And that's probably the biggest reasons why we wanted to just have a small little wedding without announcing it to the world. You know, our lives are already on a platform, and everything is out there that she does. And she doesn't hold back, as you know, she just puts it all out there. And I'm like, babe, there's got to be some sort of, you know, privacy here.
Give me some. By the way, did you guys do a prenup or no prenup?
We did not do a prenup. You know, it didn't make any sense. And I think from our generation, it was a negative connotation to have a prenup, right? It was like, well, if you don't trust me, I don't trust you. And it was one of those things. Like, and plus, I mean, I didn't have a lot. I had a house, I had a career, and, you know, I had money in the bank, but I didn't have, I wasn't wealthy. So it didn't matter to me. And of course, she was on a show, and she's on her way to making a lot of money, but she said, no, I don't think this is something that applies to us. So
You know, we had a prenup.
I was gonna ask you that, you know.
So that was the whole conversation. That's when I go, all right, I'm in. I said, look, if we do a prenup, we're good, and I won't get any of your money. You know, whatever John leaves you, you don't touch any of my money. But the funny part is, you know, now we've been married over 10 years. So she always reminds me that, I guess, after you've been married for 10 years, that prenup goes away. And it's so funny because the prenup was a very aggressive one.
Yeah.
And I just freaked out. But it also, I guess, showed me that she didn't really care about it. And obviously she's got her own money, right? So she doesn't really care.
Yeah.
But that was kind of a big deal for me that she would. And yeah, she reminds me all the time. You know, it's over 10 years. I could take all your shit if I want. So she likes to remind me of that.
California law.
Yeah, it's a California law, which I haven't even checked it, but apparently it is. So yeah, that thing went bye-bye.
From my understanding, and I don't know how the prenups work, I assume it was kind of an ironclad lock. Like, hey, this is, I keep what I have at the time of the marriage, and you keep what you have at the time of our marriage. And then you add in some things like if you know,
I forgot you were in law before.
Yeah. So if you inherit, you know, money from your family, you add it into the prenup that you get to keep it. And yeah, obviously, I don't know if you had any inheritance coming to you, but whatever you had at the time is going to be yours when you got married. And that's, like I said, all I had was a house and a bank account and a job. So I was doing very well, and it just didn't make any sense that a prenup would protect us or protect her from what, yeah, you know. But for you, I guess, you know, what I learned in this whole divorce thing is, if you are together without a prenup or even a wedding for 10 years in California, it's like being married. So you don't even need to get married. You don't need a certificate. You don't even need any of that. All your assets are subject to, you know, to a divorce. So,
oh, I didn't know that. You might as well be getting married if you've been together for 10 years.
Right, right. I have a friend who got married in Miami or in Florida, and he had a bunch of assets and everything. And I was happy to be at the wedding and everything. He was super happy. And I think he got divorced a year later. And ever since then, he continued to build companies, you know, make a lot of money. And he had a relationship with the girl, but he wasn't going to marry her. And he made it clearly an understanding with her that we're not going to ever get married. So I'm like, I get it. You know, once you get screwed like that and you work your ass off so hard,
right?
You know, I mean, I don't know what the laws are.
That's
Florida.
What I never understood is that if, whether it's the husband or the wife, right? Let's say it's the wife in this case, right?
Yeah.
She wakes up one day, 3 years later, and she just tells you, I don't love you anymore and I'm out. And maybe I found a new dude, right?
Yeah.
She can take half your stuff, even though she's the one that's leaving.
Exactly. And this is California. This is a
that's
California
what's crazy.
Thing.
And I've always felt, even if it's the other way, right? Like if I decide to leave,
yeah,
and I'm choosing to leave, then why? It's like a double whammy. It's like an insult to injury. Yeah. I'm going to leave you and I'm still taking half your shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, it happens. It happens a lot. I think you were saying 60% of marriages end in divorce. And I truly believe that number is accurate, especially in California, you know, where there's so much distraction and so much entitlement. And, I don't know how these guys do it that have a ton of money and date these young women and marry them. You know what I mean? Like, why are you getting married? Well, there must be some sort of really ironclad
prenup.
A prenup that, you know, if we get married, you're not, you might get X, Y, and Z, but you're not going to get it all, you know, and these guys that are wealthy and, you know, live that life and don't care about life or money or anything or love, they end up getting divorced and lose a little bit of money. But I don't know how they continue to do that. They get married over and over and over. I mean, there's been some celebrities that get married like 7 times, yeah, and, you know, these movie star celebrities, they have a lot of money. So how do they
afford
it? They can afford, like you said, they can afford to, right?
They just got so much money. It's like, all right, I get divorced 3-4 times. It don't matter.
Yeah.
But
right? To really pinpoint the purpose behind marriage, you know, I was always afraid because it is a big deal. It is a big commitment. It's almost like the very first time I ever had to express to a woman that I love you. You know, it's like, that's so meaningful to me. I don't know if I could just say it, you know, because I don't know what love is. I was so young, right?
Right. And
I don't know what impressed upon me or who impressed upon me to value that so much that I just didn't want to give it away, right? I'm just not going to say I love you just because. Maybe it's a family trait. I don't know. But I really valued that. And then it came to, you know, getting married as well. I was like, I don't want to just get married.
Yeah. By the way, what's your love language?
Words of affirmation. And actions, you know, when you know, not necessarily gifts, but little things here and there. I mean, Tamara's really good about doing for me little things here and there.
Yeah.
Even when she makes me dinner sometimes, she's doing it for me. She's not just making dinner just to make dinner. You know what I mean? She asks me what I want. She pays real attention to what I like, what I don't like. And she makes sure that, you know, it's going to be an enjoyable dinner as opposed to, oh, you're hungry? Okay, well, let's get DoorDash.
Teddy used to cook for me all the time before we got married. And once we got married, cooking was over.
Oh, see what I mean?
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I know that you said that, I think it was on the show, that you wanted a small wedding, but then I think the show found out that you were going to have a wedding, so they offered to pay for it, and then you made it, I think, a pretty big wedding. So do you ever think back of like what a small wedding would look like for you?
I don't, and people have asked me that many times, only because I had such an amazing experience with the wedding that was produced and the way it all happened. When it was presented to me, I was like, I don't want to do this on TV, you know, based on my experience with the Bravo Real Housewives show. It's very toxic. I don't want any drama. This is supposed to be a very special thing for me.
Yeah. Now you got all the girls there, right?
And then all the girls there and all that, but it turned out to be very well produced and very little drama. Most of the drama had to do with, you know, I want this and she wants that, you know, and don't spend too much money on the wedding and okay, let's not talk about the budget, you know? So it's like, yeah, all right, those things really are not important. I mean, I just didn't want a girl fighting at our wedding or throwing, right, you know, the table or some stupid like that just to get ratings, right? Or get attention. But the way it all turned out, the way it was all edited and produced and filmed and the way the wedding planner handled it all, she really paid attention to what Tamara was saying. She really understood my desires on it. I mean, at the time, for example, here's a little bit of a pointer. At the time, I was very much addicted to gummy bears. Gummy bears were my vice, and that's what I loved the most. And the wedding planner somehow ended up getting gummy bears all over the wedding hall and these 2 or 3, I think, 5-pound gummy bears, the size of a small baby, right? I'd never seen a gummy bear so big. And so that was, you know, that's, I guess, cool. one way to my heart and to impress me. And another, you know, I was a big road cyclist at the time. I used to ride my bike everywhere. and the wedding planner ended up finding an old road bike and hanging it from the rafters where we got married and putting flowers and everything and painting it so it matches. And I'm like, wow, you know, you really thought about all the things that bring, you know, happiness and value to me to make this a real wedding, a real experience versus, oh, we're going to hire the most expensive chefs. We're going to hire the most expensive this. We're going to, you know, have the Gucci this and, you know, the Prada that. And we're going to make it the most amazing wedding for TV. You know, that probably would have been boring for me and so fake and empty that I probably would have wanted a small wedding afterwards. You know, like that's kind of what I was expecting also. Like, hey, let's just do a TV wedding for whatever that is. Let's just get through it. And after that, and that was our plan. After that, we'll have a small little wedding, a real wedding, quote unquote, and call it a day. But the wedding was so incredibly put together, it was so real, so magical that I don't regret anything about it. And I'm, you know, the only way I would do another small wedding is if maybe we renew our vows. But we've seen how that goes on the show. You know, people renew their vows and shit hits the fan. Yeah.
Maybe we should do it together, and we do it together. It's been 13 years.
That would be awesome. Right. Like a destination renewal.
Destination renewal, right? But that's pretty cool that you got all these like special moments. Obviously, you have your bathtub moment that you'll always remember on your whatever. I think it was the first date or whatever.
Yeah.
But how magical is that you can go back and look at your wedding? I wish I can go back and look at my Paris wedding. I could look at pictures, but I don't have like a video like you guys do. And I mean, that's the benefit of doing it through the show, right? I mean, when I was on the show, that's what I liked about it. I was like, oh, I'm going to get all this footage with my kids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be able to look back at that footage. It's going to be pretty cool.
One of the things I remember having a decision on with the wedding was because it was produced by a production company, I'm not going to have access to the footage. I'm not going to have access to the photos, right? And if I do, it's going to be whatever they want to give me. So I ended up hiring a videographer and a photographer. The photographer was a really close friend of ours. She does weddings. She was amazing. And she had connections with a videographer who did a great job. So the video that I watch every year is the video that was produced for us by this videographer, private videographer. And it was so well done. I think I watch it every year because it brings tears to me. Mm-hmm. It brings me back to that moment. And it's real, right? I've watched our actual three-part series that Bravo produced maybe twice. And it's not the same. It's not the same as watching just this one clip that I have on my phone that I can watch. It's like an 8-minute clip. And I just watch it every year and it reminds me. And I think subconsciously, the reason I watch it is because I think one of the things I've experienced in life is you kind of take things you have for granted generally, right? Whether it's materialistic stuff or relationships or even yourself, your talents, your skills, and your abilities, right? You kind of take them for granted. And I know that if it's out of sight, out of mind, they kind of lose attention. And that's happened with friendships. That's happened with, you know, even companies that I've had, employees and all relationships in general. So with this, I feel like if I don't bring this to mind every year and remind me how incredibly magical that moment was, I might lose it. I might lose that love. I might start taking it for granted and I might lose that magic I have with her. So maybe that's talking to me subconsciously and why I do it.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Every time I watch it, I do get teary eyed. And that was seriously, I was at my, visiting my grandmother just a few days ago. And she's kind of going, you know, she's going to be 99 years old this year. So she's kind of having Alzheimer's and the conversations we have are kind of like, oh, wait, do you live in Mexico? Like, mom, no, I don't live in Mexico. I'm about 25 minutes away. So I spent some time showing her some videos of my new dog and, you know, my life. And then I came across the wedding video and I'm like, oh, watch this. And she was in the wedding. She was in the video and it just made it that more magical to have this content where she was a big part of the wedding. She walked down the aisle with me. She was in the video. I watched her, and the impact was, you know, I don't know when I'm going to lose her, but it's not too long from now. So
yeah,
I have her here and I have my wife and I have this magic moment that's going to live with me for the rest of my life. So there's so many impactful reasons why I watch that video. And I think that's why I get teary-eyed, because every time I watch it, I get teary-eyed. Mm.
Have you ever forgot your anniversary?
No. It's kind of hard because, you know, I have this video, it reminds me, it's on my calendar, and I don't want to be that guy that forgets it. Mm. It's again, very important to me for the longevity of our wedding, you know, of our marriage, of our life together. This was a big, important part in our life, and I never want to forget it.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
What about gifts? Do gifts get you nervous? Like, what do I get her this year? Like, you got to keep continuing to level up, or what are the gifts like?
Yes and no. Yes, because of the social pressures. You know, it's up there with this whole, you got to spend 30% of your annual salary on a wedding bullshit. That was, you know, what I know now is that it was a marketing scheme that was designed by the jewelry company, the jewelry industry. That's how they would have convince guys to do that.
I'm glad I didn't fall for it, because the times I've given Teddy some really nice anniversary presents, I'm like, all right, that's your anniversary, that's your birthday, and that's Christmas, and that's Valentine's.
Everything.
Don't ask me for another present. I go in there with my negotiation skills.
Yeah. The other thing is, my wife, and this is one of the other reasons I love her so much, is that she is not high maintenance. She personally won't spend stupid money on herself. Like, I'm the one that buys her the $2,000 pair of shoes. She won't do it, you know? And even though she probably won't do it, I went out and bought her the $6,000 stupid gold bracelet that goes on her wrist that locks down on Cartier. That's what it is, Cartier. Mm-hmm. You know, she has these things that she likes, and it's not, she doesn't have an expensive habit of spending, right? So even if I got her, I mean, one year I took a picture of our wedding and had it not laminated, but printed on this aluminum piece and hung in our bedroom to remind her, hey, this is who we were. This is what happened at that day. And that was her anniversary present. You know, I think it cost me like $150, and that was it. You know, and she was super happy. It's very sentimental because I put some thought into it. And
those are the kind of gifts I like, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you get to see it.
Yeah. You could buy, like, for me, like, I could buy my own present if I want it, right? But like, those things I would never do for myself.
Yeah.
Right. But they mean so much to me, right? If you took the time to like get all these pictures together and maybe took me down memory road, because it's something that I normally wouldn't do for myself. So I like the kind of gifts that I normally wouldn't do for myself, right? Versus like clothes. I go buy clothes if I want some. Yeah. And I'm very picky with clothes. So I want to buy my own clothes, not what you bring me. And I'm like, oh, damn, I'm never going to wear this thing, right? So
is that kind of how your relationship is now, where you guys really don't buy each other presents? It's just like, I just had a birthday, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to have a birthday soon. So
next week.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go anywhere. We ended up going to Big Bear, having a nice just getaway. I had a nice Italian dinner. I even had dessert and tried to, you know, kind of celebrate it. And I think somebody asked, so what'd you get for your birthday? I'm like, well, I don't know what I want. You know, I kind of want a new Harley. I don't know that I want to spend the money on a new Harley because I already have a nice Harley. So it's like, I don't really want to buy myself something expensive. I don't really know. So I ended up getting nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay though.
It's okay. Because
like you, I could just go get anything, pretty much anything I want. But
it's
just stuff.
Yeah, no, and I think when it, like with me, the reason I hate Valentine's, and I'm probably the worst at Valentine's, I wish I could be a little more romantic during Valentine's, but I hate someone telling me that I have to buy a present or that I have to be romantic, which is what Valentine's is.
Yeah.
Like, I want to buy a present because I feel like it, not because it's Valentine's and I'm pressured by, you know, someone who decided to make that a commercial day so you can go spend a bunch of money.
I am so right there
for me,
with you.
For me, it's hard to do it. Like, I just like, but then randomly I'll come home and I'll just get her a kick-ass gift, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the gifts I like, because I'm like, I wanted to. I didn't have this pressure of, it's Valentine's and it's this day, so I got to get you a present, right? Anniversary, a little different. You got to sort of do something.
Yeah.
But my favorite one now is, now I just tell Teddy, hey, I'm going to take you shopping. Let's go. And let her choose something. And you can choose it for her sometimes. And I like seeing the joy that she gets to pick out what she wants, versus before she was like, you pick it out. And I'd pick stuff out. And I think she liked it. But I actually like when I take her and she can actually pick exactly what she wants.
What'd you do for your 10th year anniversary?
That's an interesting question. I was just thinking about that the other day. I don't really, I have a bad time memorizing the years.
Mm-hmm.
I know I bought her an expensive freaking ring. That was one of those, that's a 2-year present for you, Teddy. It's not an anniversary. That's a 2-year present for you. That lasted about 6 months.
That's funny.
But it's funny. Now I have to, like, seriously, I have to It's almost like I have to keep count, because the other day she was like, you didn't buy me anything for Valentine's. And then she said something like, oh, last Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
And she had me thinking that I didn't buy anything. I'm like, did I not buy her something for Mother's Day? And then sure enough, I go home and I remembered the shoes and the glasses that I bought her. And we were in Vegas. Yeah. Now, granted, I bought it early. So I bought it, I think we were in Vegas, April 28th of last year. And I specifically said, all right, this is your Mother's Day gift. I'm buying it early. And then, of course, for Mother's Day, I took her to dinner or lunch or wherever we went. And she's like, you didn't get me anything for Mother's Day. And I remember, I'm like, man, damn, I didn't get anything for Mother's Day. And then luckily I remembered, because we were with another couple, and they're like, yeah, remember you were, because we're going back and forth, did I get her a present? Did I not? I'm like, dude, I know I got you a present. And then finally the other couple's like, yeah, we were in Vegas. And remember you bought her this, this, this. And I'm like, yes, it was just April 28th.
Yeah.
And I get so excited that I want to give the gift right away.
Yeah.
Right. Versus let's wait another 10 days for Mother's Day. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the next one I got coming. I got to figure out what I'm getting for Mother's Day.
So much pressure.
I know. In a perfect world, don't get me anything. I won't get you anything. We'll call it a day.
Yeah.
One less thing we got to worry about.
Yeah. But I
doesn't work that way.
Here's another reason why we're so much alike, because when you were talking about, you know, you can buy her anything anytime. I just learned that concept. I was shopping for, I think, Christmas or something like that. And I found a gift. I was shopping and I saw this really cute jacket that I thought, oh, my wife would love it. And I bought the jacket. I saved it in the garage in a bag, you know, and I said, I'm going to give it to her for Valentine's Day. And the whole time I wanted to give it to her. Like, I just, I don't want to wait till Valentine's
Day. You get so excited,
you
know? Right?
Yeah, you get so excited because I really think she'll look cute on it. And I felt really proud that I did this because I saw something that reminded me of her that would look super cute on her. And sure enough, you know, I was dying and, Valentine's came and I gave her the gift and I was super excited. Like, okay, I think I could do it this way, because when it comes to thinking, okay, Mother's Day's next week and fuck, what am I going to get? I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to go rush out and get something, and it's stressful.
And it is.
You might get something that's stupid and she'll be mad at you.
Exactly.
I don't want her to be mad at me.
Exactly.
Hey, have you looked at some of the reviews that we've had on our podcast?
I have not. I need to do a better job of that.
I'll read a couple and then we'll move on, because
I hope they're good. Or should we just read the bad ones?
No, well, there are no bad ones. You know?
There's no bad ones?
No bad ones.
Well, thank you guys for not leaving negative ones.
And you know what? We want the truth. You know, the truth won't kill us. So this first review is from C. Sanders. Excellent podcast. The Eds were both well-spoken, wonderful introduction. Looking forward to listening all the time. The ladies, Tamron, Teddy, should be very proud of their husbands. The boys did a phenomenal job. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Here's another one.
Not bad for some first-timers.
You two truly are better halves. LOL. I know.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed the podcast. Appreciated the honesty and humbleness. Edwin's story is worth sharing everywhere. Being an example that no matter where you come from or what you've gone through, are not defined. You are not defined by those circumstances. Totally on your side.
Super cool. I love that.
Yeah. I'm going to read one more just to call it a day. But and we'll end with this. Great swing at the first pitch. Great first show. I really enjoyed listening to both of your stories from your early childhoods. You came across very interesting and comfortable, which gave your first podcast a real sense of ease. Bravo. No pun intended. I look forward to learning more about you both and your take on life and all it has to offer. Congrats on an excellent show. So
very cool.
I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel pretty good. You know, I didn't know what
to expect. It's a good start.
Yeah.
We're going to get better.
I think, yeah, we could only get better from here. And another thing, you know, you guys that are listening to us, tell us what you want us to talk about, you know, what you want to hear from us. And if there's anything, you know, nothing's off the table, we're willing to talk about anything except politics and religion.
Yes.
Awesome. great talking to you, bud. I hope.
Likewise.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well, and we'll talk soon.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.